the video doesn't look very nice. In fact, it is titled on YouTube as Boston Police Brutality. But it's only one view of an incident police are trying to sort out. And joining us this morning to tell us about the arrest of a 16-year-old at Roxbury Community College, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. Commissioner, during the tape, it appears that there are an awful lot of police officers on top of one suspect.
There are. What happened was there was a search for a suspect who was missing from DYS. There were DYS officials with the Boston police officers. The suspect was located at the college. Initially, he complied with the officer's orders, but from what we're being told in the reports, when they got one handcuff on him, he started to struggle, and there was a call for assistance put out. Needless to say, this is right across the street from police headquarters, so there were several officers that arrived there very quickly and assisted in restraining the suspect.
Do we know how many officers were involved?
We don't know exactly right now. I mean, the video speaks for itself. There were well over a half dozen, and there was quite a struggle going on. Right now, we're waiting for a second videotape that we hope will show the beginning of the incident so that we can get a really good idea as to exactly what happened.
That video is from the college itself?
That's correct. We expect to get that in our possession sometime today.
Based on what you see, and I presume that you've had a chance to review the YouTube video, what's your initial impression?
Well, it's always troubling when you see an officer using the type of force that was used. What we have to do is go back and look very closely at what was going on from all perspectives and get the reports from the officers who were there, as well as the witnesses and the individual who was taken into custody. When officers find someone who have outstanding warrants on them, they don't have any discretion. They need to take that individual into court and present him to the judge. And so the officers didn't have any choice but to arrest the individual when they located him. When the individual doesn't cooperate, you get a situation where force is necessary. The question is, was it proportional? Was it appropriate to the circumstances? That's what we're looking at in the internal affairs investigation, and luckily the videotape will help us in that determination.
According to the Boston Globe's account of this, a police officer can be seen and heard telling a witness to stop videographing the incident. Another person responds, "It's a free country." Your reaction to that?
The truth of the matter is, it is a free country. Officers should not be telling individuals to stop videotaping. And we've made that clear to officers now for 2 years. We've continually trained that up. And so we're looking at that statement as a possible cause of disciplinary action also. Officers are subject to review, and this continual problem that we have with officers warning people not to videotape is something that that I don't like, and we're going to take care of, believe me.
Boston City Council President Michael Ross says he was outraged. It was, as he puts it, an unarmed teenager lying on his stomach, subdued by Boston police officers while being severely and repeatedly beaten by one of the officers in what the council president says appears to be an unmeasured use of force. What's your reaction to that, Commissioner?
I think it's premature to make statements like that. Councilor Ross and I spoke yesterday. I assured him that we would get all the facts, but I think that to say that at this point in the investigation is jumping to conclusions. I think we have to look at exactly what prompted the action. I do know that the suspect had one handcuff on. Now, Councilor Ross can't see that. But that's a very dangerous situation, and we have to take that into consideration. But I do understand Councilor Ross's initial reaction to the videotape, because anytime you see someone using force against someone else, it's distressing. And so we need to be very logical and measured about this. Take that video and take a close look at it. Get the witness statements, and then put the full picture together before we make any pronouncements.
This happened late last week. Was it immediately brought to your attention, or are you only learning of this now?
No, it was immediately brought to our attention by the officers on scene. There was a captain that arrived there towards the end of the incident who immediately reported it to us, and it was sent immediately down to internal affairs. So there's been an open internal affairs investigation on this since Friday. Now, you should also know that we've never received a complaint from the suspect in this case, or from his attorney, or from any of the witnesses. We opened that internal affairs investigation based upon the supervisor's notifications.
I wanted to ask one more question about the fact that at times a use of force that we do see can be legitimized, correct?
That's true. Officers who are encountering a suspect that's resisting fiercely, and especially one who has a weapon at his disposal, are authorized to use physical force, including punches and knee kicks, like you've seen there. So we do have to look at what happened in the context of what officers are trained to do. But we also have to look at the number of officers who were there, too. This has to be an appropriate use of force, and we're going to look at all of that before we make a determination.
All right, Commissioner, we'll leave it right there. We'll stay in touch with you on this one.
Great. Thanks, guys.